Hubhopper Originals.
हेलो एंड स्वागत है आपका आज के इस एपिसोड में। बहुत बहुत बधाइयां आप सबको। ये है मेरा 50th एपिसोड एंड आई एम सुपर हैप्पी अबाउट इट। थैंक यू सो मच टू एवरीबॉडी फॉर द लव दैट यू गिवन मी। इतना सपोर्ट आप लोगों ने किया, थैंक यू सो मच। द जर्नी हैज़ बीन अमेजिंग एंड बस अभी के लिए इतना ही। बहुत सारी बातें आपसे आगे करेंगे। नाउ लेट्स गो टू टुडेज एपिसोड। आज के मेरे गेस्ट हैं आस्टिन डॉक्टर। ही इज द फाउंडर ऑफ ऑसम 180 एंड द होस्ट ऑफ द हैबिट कोच पॉडकास्ट, वन ऑफ द वेरी फेमस पॉडकास्ट्स, रादर वन ऑफ द टॉप पॉडकास्ट ऑफ द कंट्री। एंड ही टॉक्स अ लॉट अबाउट हैबिट्स एंड पॉजिटिविटी एंड लॉट ऑफ अदर मोटिवेशनल things, those small things that we can do in our daily life to improve our life, right? And today we talk a lot about habits, how small things can improve your focus, how can we think positive, the kind of choices that we make. So this is the first episode of our conversation, and without wasting any further time, let me quickly take you to meet Aston Doctor from the Habit Coach podcast, coming right up. सत श्री अकाल फ्रॉम द हाउस ऑफ अमनदीप सिंह। यू आर लिसनिंग टू द बेबलियो बाबू शो, एक पॉडकास्ट जो है हटके इन टर्म्स ऑफ कन्वर्सेशंस, हटके इन टर्म्स ऑफ कंटेंट, हटके इन टर्म्स ऑफ प्रोडक्शन, हटके इन टर्म्स ऑफ मी। सो दिस पॉडकास्ट वॉज स्टार्टेड टू हेल्प माई ओन सेल्फ, एंड हेयर आई एम शेयरिंग माई जर्नी, शेयरिंग योर जर्नी, शेयरिंग योर स्टोरीज, शेयरिंग माई स्टोरीज, शेयरिंग स्टोरीज फ्रॉम द बुक्स विद पीपल हु हैव अप्लाइड दोज लर्निंग्स इन देयर रियल लाइफ एंड दे शेयर दोज नगेट्स विद अस ऑन दिस शो। व्हेरेवर यू लिसन टू दिस शो, हिट द सब्सक्राइब बटन, शेयर इट विद एवरीबॉडी, फॉलो अस ऑन इंस्टाग्राम एट अमन एस सिद्धू एंड द बिब्लियो बाबू शो, फॉलो अस ऑन फेसबुक द बिब्लियो बाबू शो एंड अमनदीप सिंह, फॉलो अस ऑन ट्विटर Amandeep412 and the Biblio Babu Show. And with that, let me quickly take you to today's episode of the Biblio Babu Show. Real life, real learnings, real stories. Hashtag No Bakchodi. Hi Ashton, good morning and welcome to the show. I'm super excited to host you today. Welcome. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you. My pleasure. We've been planning this for a while, so I'm happy that it's finally happening.
This had to happen someday or the other because, as I told you earlier also, I started my podcasting journey. I was planning your message that you sent me when I connected with you over Instagram. You told me that just bite the bullet. I still remember the words. That was the time when I started. So, that always has been very close to my heart. So, thank you so much for getting me started also.
My pleasure. Yay.
I want to kick off the conversation now, Ashton, by starting to talk about your journey. So, you host a podcast and you are into so much of... You motivate a lot of people, knowingly, unknowingly. So, I really want to know, how did you get here? How did it all start? What's your motivation that pushed you on this track?
So, for me, it was... my own health journey, my own journey for, my mental space that created this whole thing. So about 5 years ago, I was in a very different place. I was overweight, very, very unhealthy. I thought I was living the life that, is taught to us, saying that this is how life should be, not realizing that, just chasing after your money or the kinds of things that you are classically told are needed is not going to get you that happiness, that peace of mind, that joy, that health. And I realized that as soon as health goes, it's like a snap that takes place and you're like, nothing else seems to matter. And what happened was I was getting ready for a presentation. And like I was saying, I was kicking it in the corporate world and all of that. I collapsed on the floor out of exhaustion. Oh. Or actually, I don't even know what it was at that point of time. And and at some point of time, you know, you realize that you can't live your life like that anymore. You need to start making changes. And for me, it was that moment that triggered off, a waterfall of what else can I do? How can I improve? How can I change? And being the typical type A person that I was, it was immediately going from a place of, you know, being overweight to I want a six pack. Right. So I want a six pack was like now the goal of how to get there. And I fell in love with the process because I realized how easy it was to, inverted commas, get healthy. Because what we don't realize is that the body is constantly trying to get you to that state of health. It's just that all the stuff that we keep doing to it, you know, takes it away and makes it harder for us. So we just have to get out of the way, basically, and the body will take care of itself. So with that learning, I started falling in love with, you know, understanding about nutrition, understanding about exercise, understanding about sleep, how to de-stress. You know, typically we just taught stress management, which is kitna stress le sakte ho. The idea was, how can you get rid of the stress? How can you leave it on the side of the road and continue walking ahead? And, you know, those kinds of things started working for me and I started learning about it. And eventually I came to a point where I said that, how do I make sure nobody else feels like this? How do I, you know, so that is what drove me to saying that, how can I share this with everyone, what the things that I've learned? And you know, it's so funny. Anybody who goes on a journey like this, that's this transformative, goes through this whole process of, I need to tell everyone, you know, I need to get on top of the mountain and scream it out of, and shout it out of my building, because like, why are you all not doing this? It is so easy. And I think in that process is where the whole idea of the podcast started. And I'd been listening to podcasts right through that whole journey. And I realized that there weren't any podcasts in India. Or at least I thought there weren't any podcasts in India. So I went out, I bought myself a microphone. See, the tip that I gave you when you wanted to start your podcast was just start, don't think about it, correct? Because I had already made the mistake of thinking too much. So I'd like gone and said, okay, how will I record? What kind of mic do I need? So I went and bought a fancy mic. And then I recorded my first podcast and it was so bad. That me, the guest, both of us agreed that this should never see the light of day. And it was buried deep away, if not deleted. And hence, you know, I just got into my head. The podcast started because, interestingly, I was at a party and I met this person, Kavita, I said, what do you do? And she said that, oh, we have a podcasting studio. And I was like, what is a podcasting studio? He's like, we record podcasts. And I was like, there are Indian podcasts? Because I had no idea at that point of time there were Indian podcasts. I'm talking about 2 years ago, right?
Correct.
Or maybe more, 2.5. And she's like, yeah, we have over 60 podcasts. So that's where this whole thing about, okay, I'm coming to your studio. Let's figure out how we can do something together started. And it was, in fact, her genius idea to create these bite-sized podcasts. And that's how The Habit Coach started.
Fantastic. When you were starting on the podcasting journey, and rather when you were starting on your fitness journey, there is one prevalent thing that bothers all of us, and that is the information overload and information overdose also. How, and even today, right from the day you started till today, how do you kind of filter out the usable information from everything around?
Lovely question. So, you know, it's not just information overload. It is information with all different angles to it. Correct?
Yeah, correct.
Having their own motivation behind telling you something or the other. So, in fact, there's this really silly video going around right now about a journalist talking about the health industry, which is, matlab, no science backed, but she has this serious face on and talking about all the cons in the health industry. It's so really stupid. But anyway, we're constantly, and it's a WhatsApp forward, so it's being like seen by millions. But the thing is that, you know, we are bombarded by this information. There are steps that you should follow to understand it. So the first step is exploration. So you have to understand all sides of the conversation. You should need to understand the good, the bad, and what is being said. Where is it being said? Why is it being said? So exploration is key. Don't just stick to one idea or school of thought and say, bas ho gaya. Right? So that is the first step. The second step is question everything. Correct? Question the good and question the bad. So use your own buddhi, use your own intelligence at this step. And the third step is experimentation. So, you know, if you don't try it on yourself, you will never know if this worked or didn't. So the idea is take that information, get overloaded by it because you're looking at all sides of the story, then go through the process of using your own intelligence, vetting it out, and then finally experimenting and seeing if it worked for you or not. So for example, on the Habit Coach podcast, every single habit is something that I have done because I can't share information on things that I've not done. So that's how, you know, I approach it. And I think that's a better way of thinking about it.
And how do you, I'm sure you must have gotten a lot of, you know, freaka advice. So how did you kind of filter that through also? Okay, nahi yaar, mereko karne do jo mereko karna hai. I mean, let me just figure out my own way. What were those key steps that you took?
Free advice is always welcome. Na? Matlab, the idea is that let's see what all people are saying. And then at the end of the day, you have to take your own call. So I think it comes from a place of confidence and in confidence in your ability. Where I mean this is that if I did not do the things that I preached, my confidence would not be there when I spoke about them. So, which is why, you know, going through that whole process, experimenting on yourself, learning that this worked, this didn't work, that process gives you that confidence to filter out freaka advice, whether it's good for you, bad for you or not. And freaka advice, matlab, as soon as every single mother knows this, as soon as she got pregnant, everybody was giving freaka advice, right? And you get overwhelmed by just that. So how do you get out of it? And then, you know, make a decision for yourself ultimately.
So Ashton, speaking about confidence, there is one thing that you are very consistent in talking about, and that is consistency and persistence. Like just keep going, keep going, keep going. And in today's short attention span world, like attention span is 15 seconds, uske upar nahi hai. How do you, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people must be asking you this question. I see you're very engaged with your audience. So a lot of people must be asking you, okay, how do I focus? How do I focus? So let me also ask you the same question, Ashton, for everybody, that what are those certain steps that we should take to first align our focus and to understand ke, haan, this is where I'm going.
Lovely. Okay. So I'll give you a philosophical answer, and then I'll give you like a couple of interesting habits that you can start incorporating for focus. So a philosophical answer is that, you know, when we start talking about things like meditation and monks and Buddha and all of that, it, you know, all it is not about getting rid of thoughts that are there in your mind. And that is why people typically believe that they cannot meditate. But when you start understanding your mind is all about awareness. And the more you can bring in awareness, if you can be aware of every single little thing that is happening right now, like I'm on my farm and I'm aware of this little ant that is crawling on the microphone like I'm recording right now. I'm aware that there's a mosquito next to me. I'm aware that there's a snail on the side there. How far can you bring your awareness? Correct? The further you can bring it, the more likelihood you have of learning focus. See, focus is like a muscle. You have to train it. Right? And the more awareness you have, the more focus you can bring about. So that is one way of understanding it. And you know, you keep thinking about people who are clumsy, who drop things often, who bump into things. It's just a matter of awareness. Their awareness is not there in the world around themselves. Then the same thing happens with the kinds of thoughts that we have. We are constantly struggling with our thinking because we're not aware of the thoughts that we have. If you're aware of the subconscious programming that we're putting to ourselves, our life changes because our thoughts change. So that is the second way of thinking about it. And that was a philosophical way of approaching it. Practically, if you're in a meeting, especially now during Zoom calls, there are two things that you should be doing, right? Because Zoom calls, the matlab, you know how people's attention span completely disappears, right?
Correct.
So the first thing is always keep your video on. Right? Because when your video is on, you are now at least attempting to be present with the person. Otherwise, video off and you're playing games on your phone. Meaning that is how we are, right? Like human beings. I've done it also. So it's not like
correct.
Right? Everyone. So keep your video on and you'll see the quality of your meeting improves dramatically. The second thing I want everyone to do to improve focus is I want you to carry a pad with you. And every time you catch yourself losing focus, I want you to make one tally mark on the top. Okay? And I want you to see how many times you've caught yourself losing focus in a meeting. Next time, try making that number lower. Next time, try making that number lower. Next time, try making that number lower. So focus comes from attention. And hence, the more attention you can bring back to your focus, it's like a muscle. It'll start increasing, it'll get stronger.
Hey Aman, Shishir here from the Human Channel and the Creative Pod. I wish you all the very best, man. This is amazing. You're reaching 50 episodes. I wish I reached that milestone in some day as well. It's not easy, but then I'm glad I know someone who has been through that journey and I can take inspiration just like how you inspire all of us from your amazing episodes. So all the very best. Onward for the long haul.
Considering current circumstances, the kind of, you know, job losses and the kind of economical dynamics that are floating around, there are a lot of people who have taken a very serious hit. And I'm sure, again, there must be a lot of them connecting with you. So in turn, Ashton, it must also be affecting your, mental health as well, because there's only so much that you can bear and consume. How do you take care of your mental health? How do you take care of yourself? And how are you always so charming and motivated?
So honestly, every morning when I wake up, I have about 20 messages on Instagram from people. Because think about it, when do we overthink the most? At night. So through the night, people have messaged me saying that this is happening in my life, that's happening in my life, what can I do? So... And as you know, I reply to every single person who messages
me. Oh, yes.
So I see that as my form of service. And I know it might sound cliche and all of that, but I'm extremely blessed. Like you were talking about people having been hit badly by the current situation. I think we did the best that we could and hence we are fairly safe. So, in fact, our entire objective, I'm taking this on a tangent a little bit, but our entire objective when this whole corona situation happened was how do we make the most of it as a family, as a business, as all of it, instead of just saying that I'm waiting for it to pass. And I think that put us in a very, very special position. I'm sure you must have noticed I was preaching about this ever since the lockdown started, saying make the most of it, make the most of it, make the most of it. If you want to start your YouTube channel, this is the time to start it. If you want to start your podcast, this is the time to start it. Correct? So
true.
So we took a big jump in everything that we were doing, from becoming a three times a week podcast to a five times a week podcast, from one YouTube video to two. We grew. I keep trying to bring that back when I talk to people, saying that, all right, you've taken this hit, but it doesn't mean that it's there forever. You have to look 5 years down the line. Is any of the stuff that you're going through right now going to matter 5 years down the line? If not, then don't think about it. Think about what you can do from now onwards. And your question about where do you get the energy from for replying to people and all of that, like I said, I think it comes from a place of service. And on my mirror here, I have a post-it note that says one thing, which is, what does God want done?
Yes.
And that is a line that I heard Robert Kiyosaki saying. And I think it makes so much sense. It was like, what does God want done? What does universe want done? You know? And if you can answer that, you have your next big business in place, you have your next service to the world in place. So that really, really motivates me and drives me, because I don't want people to ever feel the way I did 5 years ago. I want that kind of happiness and joy, because it is possible. It is just that nobody teaches us these things.
How often should our 5 years down the line perspective change? In the sense, where I'm coming from is, you said you started around 5 years back when you were unhealthy and not in a very right mindset. So I'm sure you made a 5 years plan for yourself. And when you start working hard on something, after 1 year, you see a drastic change. How often do you change your plans?
Oh, every month.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So see, the thing is that you create a five-year plan with a general direction of where you're going. But course correction has to happen all the time, right? You suddenly see a pothole in the road, you'll have to change direction a little bit. You'll see that your fuel tank is suddenly running low, you'll have to change direction a little bit. But as long as you know where and which vicinity you're generally heading, then it makes sense. So, for example, 5 years ago, I could have said that, screw all this service rubbish. I want to start an iron and steel plant. Correct?
Hmm.
That direction would have been very, very different from this one. But that would have been a general direction. My direction was that of service. So it started off by me doing one-on-one coaching where the thought of a podcast did not exist. Then once the podcast suddenly came up and I realized that, wow, I can reach 180,000 people with this. Then I said, imagine if I could do that with YouTube and get my videos out there. And then that changed into saying that, what if we could create programs? Like right now we're doing a No Sugar Challenge, where I'm saying that imagine if we could actually create a community where people come together, inspire each other to actually achieve something health-wise. So the direction is the same, moving people from places of insecurity to a place of health and hence happiness. But the way that you do it must change every single month, every 2 months, because that is what growth is about. Now imagine doing the same thing over and over and over for 5 years. I would be extremely bored. That's the kind of person I am. And B, you would have almost no growth because you're just doing the same thing over, expecting a different result.
But then not to counter argue, but just sharing my perspective here, Ashton. There are theories and there are people who also say that, you know, you should keep on doing the same thing again so that first your body and mind get used to it. Second thing, it'll start showing results over time. I'll talk about myself. I'm into running. I run marathons. Abhi to filhal it's not happening, and I'm into cycling and I walk a lot. And I started skipping. So now people started telling me that you should not do one thing continuously because your body gets used to it. It'll not show differences. Then there are others who say that keep on doing it, someday your body will show differences. So what, as per you, should be the right approach in handling this kind of a dilemma?
Very nice question. So let's understand the nuances of this one. The first thing is that you are talking about something called consistency. Now, consistency is the bedrock of everything that we speak about, because consistency is the bedrock of habit, correct? And as a habit coach, the only thing I preach is consistency. But imagine if you only ran 5 kilometers for the next 5 years, correct? Would you see any growth?
No.
So what you're doing is you're technically going from 5 kilometers to 10 kilometers to 20 kilometers to 25 kilometers. And in that process, you're seeing the growth. But the consistency of running is there. You see what I'm saying? Then you suddenly say that I've hit a wall. I can't go beyond 20 kilometers because my quads get tired. Or my glutes get tired, more accurately. So then what do you do? Then you go to the gym, you start exercising your glutes a little bit more, put a little bit more mass on, and then you suddenly see that the 20 kilometers becomes easier. So what you did was, the direction of running marathons is the same, but you did multiple different things along the way to try and improve that or get there faster.
And same thing applies in our regular day-to-day life as well,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
Keep pushing.
Absolutely. Like, for example, with the podcast. So we had a lot of... So we did one interview with a guest every month. That was the format, because we wanted it to be as a bite-sized podcast. And ever since the lockdown started, we started doing one guest a week. Correct? So it changed the format of the podcast, and it brought in a different audience who likes long podcasts. So that way we tweaked it around. The consistency has stayed the same. It's just that we've added stuff to it, or we've moved in a different direction to see how it works. So that's what I'm saying. So have your long-term goal in mind, but keep readapting. Like just this morning, I was having coffee. I was looking out, I normally have my coffee standing on the terrace and looking out. And I was thinking that, what is the next level for the podcast? Even though we're growing so well, I'm constantly thinking, acha, how can I tweak this just a little bit more to make it more engaging, make it more interesting, make our community different? So that is the way that you should approach every aspect of life, all your habits as well.
Hi, my name is Raghav from The Visual Twist, and you are listening to The Biblio Babu Show.
Now, in as you said, you know, when someone starts doing something and it starts showing results, of course, as a human tendency, as a human nature, we all want to shout out about it. We all want others to know about it. But unfortunately, in today's blue tick oriented and likes and comments oriented world, what is your thought on instant gratification? Because I personally see a lot of people, Ashton, suffering because of instant gratification. People don't like their posts, they don't get comments. And what is your take on it? Like, how should we kind of get away from instant gratification to gratitude, you know, a long-term relations?
Lovely. So the whole idea, so in fact, like, I'll give you a habit example, okay? So what is the definition of a good habit versus a bad habit? So the definition of a bad habit is something that gives you instant gratification and the problems are delayed. So the bad stuff will happen later on in life. So to give you a silly example, downing 25 tequila shots tonight might feel damn good, but tomorrow is going to feel horrible. Correct? So
correct, absolutely.
So that is instant gratification, and that is how typically we approach our bad habits, right? I'm smoking now. Lung cancer is future Ashton's problem. So that is how bad habits in our mind form. And like you're saying, instant gratification in the way social media is currently there is absolutely around bad habits. Good habits, on the other hand, are delayed gratification, right? Going to the gym or like you running a marathon right now is painful, but the gratification happens later on. Right, putting in the training right now, waking up at 5 a.m., going for your run is painful. But when you see your lap time improve 6 months down the line, you're like, wow, that's fantastic. So you learn to delay your gratification. And I've noticed a trend in all aspects of life. Delaying gratification is one of the best ways to guarantee your success. And the reason why I use a strong word like guarantee is because if you can keep delaying gratification, it means that you never give up. So never giving up also is one aspect of consistency. Never giving up is an aspect of making sure that it lasts forever. So yeah, so delaying gratification is one of the best ways to inculcate a habit or learn from it.
But then again, you know, there are, and I'm sure you must be getting this a lot from your audience and people around you, that I'm all alone, nobody's knowing what I'm doing, nobody's seeing what I'm doing, people don't know what I'm going through, I need to shout out about it. Even if I shout, nobody pays, gives me attention. So ultimately,
that's very different, huh, Amandeep? That is victim mentality. Now, in any of my clients show me victim mentality like that, they get one thappad across their face. Okay, because so like I was saying, what you were referring to is victim mentality. And victim mentality is something that is not tolerated by me at all. Because as soon as you say, oh, poor me, nobody's listening to me, it means that you've given all your power away to everybody else. And that means that you have no choice. So normally when people talk to me like this, that I said, okay, stop. You don't need to do anything. Because you've already made every single excuse that you can possibly think about. So be happy with your excuses. So victim mentality means it should zero tolerance towards it. You are in control of everything that happens around you. Even being in this lockdown is in your control. You can choose to ignore it and go out and meet everybody and party like crazy, right? But you're not doing it because you made a choice. The choice is still there. Correct? You can choose to go and kill somebody, but you've not done that. No, because you still have a choice. You out to you going to jail and probably life sentence may be something that is not in your best interest at the moment. So you always have a choice. And as soon as you realize that you have a choice, this idea of victim mentality flies out the window.
Correct. And I think, you know, this is again my perspective, Ashton. Correct me if I'm wrong. That victim mentality itself gets you to a point where you start saying, ke log kya kahenge, log kya sochenge, right?
as soon as you sing, log kya sochenge, log kya kahenge, it's victim mentality.
Yeah, that's the right way to put it.
Hmm.
So how do, and I see, Ashton, you've been very vocal and you hit the nail at the right time and right message. How do you keep yourself composed in situations which generally would make people uncomfortable?
Oh, so two, three things. One is that breathing makes a big difference. So there are times when somebody is trying to attack you, and learning how to breathe through that process is very important. So there's a technique called the box breath, which I use. I've done tons of podcasts on it as well. And it keeps you calm in fire. So one is learning how to breathe. And funny that the sneeze happened at that point of time. The second is maintaining your energy levels. So see, you typically get irritated and irritable when your energy levels are low. If you have a high level of energy for the day, your ability to get irritated dramatically goes up. So things that would typically irritate somebody else don't irritate you. And hence, you know, working on your energy makes a big difference when it comes to taking things in stride. And finally, understanding empathy and compassion. See, if somebody is attacking me, or somebody is disagreeing with me, or somebody has a point of view, you can look at it and say that, oh, that's so interesting that you are seeing it this way. Correct? That is empathy.
Yeah.
You know?
Correct. Yeah.
If somebody is attacking me for something that I said or something that they did, or that's happening in their life, I can feel compassion for them and say that, you know, I can understand where you're coming from, or I can, I want to help you out in this. And if you convert an attack into compassion, you basically disarmed the person. So that is how you would take a conversation forward. Like I keep telling my friends that, like, even the friends that like to fight, we've probably not had a fight in God knows how long, because it is impossible to irritate me or fight with me, because, like, if you are anyways going to fight for the heck of fighting, you won, right? Like, what do I need to try and prove to you?
Yeah.
Like, I was doing a live yesterday where I was sharing a point of view on why masks are going to, wearing masks constantly, like the way that we are doing now, is going to lead to jaw problems and neck problems. And somebody on the comment said, no, I 1000% disagree with what you have said. So at that point of time, you can either argue with them or say, okay. Right? So I said, okay, 1000% if you disagree with me, then continue disagreeing with me. Matlab, like, how does it make a difference? So, matlab, like, why would I want to engage in that? And I think that's a choice that we make. I think half the time people engage because they're bored. And they need a little drama in their life, because that's the kind of stuff that they see on TV.
I know. And it gets really difficult, especially for content creators, especially for people out in the social domain. It gets very difficult when somebody hides behind a user ID and starts writing all the rubbish of the world and, you know, tries to prove that they're more worth than the other person, yet not doing anything about it.
So, Amandeep, you know, it's very interesting that you said that. I think 3-4 weeks ago, Kubra and I did a live where we were talking about trolling.
Yes.
And I was telling Koops that we were having a chat, Alakse, and I was telling Koops that, I never get trolled, because the kind of community that I'm trying to create is that of supporting each other. And only those kind of people will continue following me, correct? So it is about the kind of the conversations that you have. Like, I stay away from controversial things, because I don't want that energy on my feed. I don't want those people who enjoy the controversial thing on my feed. The other day, I posted a video of me exercising and I wasn't wearing my t-shirt, right? And somebody messaged saying that is disgusting. You should not post stuff like this. And I went and liked that message. Okay. I didn't need to reply to him, because there's no point in replying. But 5 other people from my feed replied to him saying, what is wrong with you? We're waiting for his pants to come out. Like, so the whole idea is that everybody else will support you if your intention is right, if your goal is right. and create the kind of community that you want, right? If you're worried about trolls and you're like, oh, I'm worried about what other people will say about what I'm saying, that again is victim mentality. Now, the real question you should be asking is, don't things like this affect you? And the truth is, of course, it affects me. If somebody says something bad about the podcast, it affects me. And it affects me for the first 5 minutes till I stop and I pause and say, is there any truth to what is being said? And if there is truth to what is being said, which is why it affected me, how can I improve it? So I've taken criticism and I've learned how to say that, ab kya kar sakte hain iske saath? What can I do with it now?
But do you ever go back to the critic and to justify your point of view? Do you do that? Should that be done in general life also? Hey, thank you so much for tuning in. Iske saath aaj ke episode ki samapti. I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for all the love. I will see you next Wednesday with an amazing guest. Bye-bye. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in. Do share this podcast with your friends. खुद भी सुनो, दूसरों को भी सुनाओ, खुद भी हंसो, दूसरों को भी हंसाओ. जहां पे भी आप podcast सुन रहे हो, just hit us up. Just look for the Biblio Babu Show on Gaana, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, Hubhopper, Cuckoo FM, Anchor. Wherever you listen to your podcast, just ask Alexa or Google and we will be at your service. इसके साथ, I will see you in the next episode. तब तक, hashtag No Bakchodi.
इस हब हॉपर ओरिजिनल को सुनने के लिए आपका शुक्रिया। अगर आप भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करना चाहते हैं, तो हब हॉपर स्टूडियो वेबसाइट पे रजिस्टर करें और एक मिनट के अंदर अंदर अपना खुद का पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करें। यही नहीं, स्टूडियो देता है आपको पूरी आजादी कहीं भी कभी भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करने की सिर्फ 3 आसान स्टेप्स में। तो साथ में अपना पॉडकास्ट शुरू करने के लिए तैयार, जस्ट हॉप ऑन हब हॉपर, सिंपली कॉन्टेंट।